Bishop Sean O'Malley of Palm Beach, Florida, has been named the new Archbishop of Boston. O'Malley succeeds Cardinal Bernard Law. Law resigned last year amid charges that pedophile priests under his authority were shuffled from parish to parish. O'Malley spoke this morning at a press conference in Boston.
The path has never been easy, but today it seems overwhelming. Still, I feel privileged to be called to serve in the church in Boston and hope that in some way I might become an instrument of peace and reconciliation in a church in need of healing.
Sean O'Malley, named today as the Archbishop of Boston, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports on some of the challenges facing O'Malley.
Just about every day for the past year, people have stood in front of the chancery of the Boston Archdiocese to protest. Sometimes they gather in large groups. Sometimes, like yesterday, just a few come, but there's almost always someone here. Yesterday it was Jim Lynch, who says that between the ages of 9 and 14, he was sexually abused by a priest. And ever since he first reported the abuse in 1998, he's been waiting.
There needs to be justice. Having been raped as a boy, I never believed that there would ever be justice.
Lynch doesn't know anything about Sean O'Malley, but he says whoever the new bishop is, he must come to Boston with words of compassion and healing. Words, he says, that Boston church officials have refused to utter.
People around here have been waiting for that person to show up that could speak the words that brought some comfort, some healing balm to their hearts.
In Boston, Bishop O'Malley will take on a challenge not entirely new to him. O'Malley is a Franciscan monk with a reputation as a fixer. He cleaned up sex abuse scandals in Palm Beach, and before that in Fall River, Massachusetts, where by most accounts he dealt fairly and openly with victims of Father James Porter, who was sent to jail for molesting 28 children.
There could not have been a better decision made by the Vatican.
Boston attorney Roderick McLeish, who represents the largest number of abuse victims in Boston, worked closely with O'Malley to settle the Father Porter case in Fall River in 1994.
The Porter settlement was a model settlement. It involved not only financial terms, but non-financial terms, such as the creation of a new Office of Healing, which has then been serving as a national model for other dioceses. Now he's coming to Boston.
In Boston, O'Malley's first challenge will be to settle hundreds of sexual abuse cases. Thomas Groom, a professor of theology at Boston College, says it's clear the Vatican chose him for his track record in Palm Beach and Fall River. And Groom says the fact that O'Malley is a Franciscan is an asset.
Franciscans, as we know, are worthily famous for their compassion, for their outreach to the poor, to the marginalized, for their humility. And I think his Franciscan charism will surely be an enormous asset as he addresses the crisis and the kind of malaise that we presently experience in the Church of Boston.
Jim Post, president of the lay group Voice of the Faithful, says that malaise is just one aspect of a daunting challenge that awaits Bishop O'Malley.
The pain, the complexity of the situation is probably unparalleled in the United States right now.
Voice of the Faithful welcomes O'Malley, but Post says to be successful, the new bishop must reach out to the entire Catholic community, which represents a radical change for the Boston Archdiocese.
No one man will be able to do it alone, and so the first requirement is that this bishop be someone who is capable of bringing people together. Clergy, laity, the survivor community, it's a very fractured community to try to renew and revitalize the church.
As one abuse victim put it yesterday, despite years of pain and suffering by many, it's not too late for the new bishop to transform the church into a place of healing and support. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.